thing that rocks.
Alrighty, good morning. 6:35, it's Brock.
Boy.
Hi. Good morning.
Back to the old sad.
Unfortunately, you and I have been talking about all the politics off air. I haven't gotten any of my stuff done for the show.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway.
See, that's what happens.
Yeah, see, it does. It gets people going. I will say, though, Hunter, I am pretty impressed. You were Johnny on the spot. You watched the whole thing. You got some good opinions on there. You know, 4 years ago, I think you were like, nah, I don't care. I don't care. Whatever.
Well, dude, here, I'll tell you real quick. Here's the story. So I passed out last night. It was right before it. And then I wake up with it on. Mm-hmm. And then the wife, I watched it for like a good, like, it was on for like a minute until she changed it. And I'm like, no, go back to that. I want to see it. It was a kind of an interesting point at that. Dude, I'm telling you, it was entertaining last night. And if anybody out there says it wasn't entertaining, you're crazy. You watched a different thing. Was it good? Was there a lot of great things that came out of it? Probably not.
Verdict's out on that one yet.
Right. We'll wait for that one. But it, as a whole, like I said, like I'm not a political guy. You know, I kind of look at it from the outside. If somebody asks me, what are you, a Republican? I don't know.
Yeah.
But just from an outside perspective last night, it was just, to me, it was pure entertainment.
Yeah, the lines are so blurred at this point. I think it's become, that's a hard question, especially for millennials to answer, because it's just, it's not like it was back in the 80s, even the 90s. I think the lines were more there, so who knows?
There wasn't a lot accomplished last night. You know, I think we chalk it up as that. Not much accomplished, just pure entertainment.
Good way to put it. Hopefully, as we see more of these debates, and we're going to see the vice presidential debates, you know, with Pence and then Harris, they're going to go head to head. That'll be an interesting one. So,
you know, I read something last night. Somebody was like, why don't they have it where they can just mute one of the mics and just go back and forth like that? You'd solve a lot of problems.
Well, that wouldn't sell. People wouldn't watch then. People watch for the truth.
See?
Yep. Yeah. It's all entertainment, folks.
You people are getting duped.
Yeah.
You don't even know it.
Yep.
Pure entertainment.
That's why they don't allow me to mute your mic, because people want to watch the, they want to hear the train wreck. They want to hear
they
the
They
want to
hear the tail. You bastard. You know? Yo, you do have the capabilities to mute my mic.
What are you talking about? I would never. Hunter, you know what? I would never turn your microphone off. I wouldn't dream of doing it.
Did you do? I mean, she just went. She just,
I just
lost
did
it.
I just did it.
Oh, you did? You bastard.
All right.
What anyway. I was saying was, didn't you do it to Kiki too one time? She just lost it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, and so I learned my lesson. Don't ever turn your wife's microphone off. It's like hanging up on her. It's terrible. Anyway, I digress. We got to get to it. We'll talk more of the presidential debate here in a little bit. But right now, it's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Real quick before I get to it, Chris Harry just messaged, said they won't let you mute his mic because he's the heart of the show.
You know, see?
You know, Chris, your head is so far up your ass. It's
no, he's right. He's right. We got to even it out a little bit because you're a dirtbag. You can't just have one dirtbag on a show.
We got two dirtbags, all right? This is a two dirtbag show. Anyway, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, I hope I'm not driving people crazy, but it's another day and another AC/DC story. AC/DC fans are buzzing as the band inches every single day closer to announcing a new album. After the band posted a video with the hashtag PWR up, so power up, on social media on Tuesday morning, Australia's Triple M Radio spotted an AC/DC poster outside Angus Young's old school in Sydney. The poster had a URL to a brand new website, powerup.acdc.com. There you can sign up for a newsletter that promises info on how to, quote, power up. The website does obscure the names of the band members, but it's almost certain to be the rock or bust lineup. So they're really building this up. They're really kind of, I just wish they'd release it already.
I think they're just teasing. They're slowly giving us little pieces of the cookie. Yeah.
I want the whole cookie. All right. I want it all. I want all.
And they know that. They know that. They know what they're doing.
Well, I'm trying to think if there's, I've been look. I'll be honest. I've kind of dove deep into this AC/DC rabbit hole, and I've been kind of looking at like major AC/DC events, like, oh, could it drop on this date? Could it drop on this date? Well, this happened here. Maybe they're going to drop it there on an anniversary. So I don't know. But yeah, that's where they're at now. So another day, a new website, some stuff around. Ah, we'll see. But
nice.
When it actually happens, though, I'm gonna wreck my shorts. It's just going to be a mess.
There you go.
All right.
It's your rock history.
That's your rock news. Now your rock history. Moron. God, you're stupid.
On this day in rock history.
No, you said rock history. That was your rock news.
I know. I said, let's get to your rock history, for God's sakes. Moron, get to it.
I should just mute your mic. Anyway, this day in rock history, the late, great Mark Bolan, born Mark Field of T-Rex, was born in London. Mark died in a car wreck, tragically. But he was really he didn't originate glam rock, but he was one of the founding fathers of glam rock. You know, kind of having the shiny outfits and the flair, the stage presence, and kind of led into like the David Bowies and even just that glam rock, the New York Dolls, and Kiss even took a little from his playbook. So definitely a trailblazer when it came to the glam rock that took over the 70s there for a long time. So there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.